Yeah. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we hope you are having an incredible Tuesday. We're here shredding social, Joe Wilson and
What's up?
myself. We always love providing the absolute best content, tips, strategies, and tactics when it comes to social media. And today is nonetheless. And our conversation today is so timely, so relevant, and
So
it's going to be
timely.
so impactful for all of you that it's we're going to get into it. Before we do, Joe, how are you, my friend? Busy day, it sounds like.
Busy day as usual. We're in between offices right now, so that's why I'm at my home office. We just extended the lease on or ex got a new lease. So here you go. Bigger space, bigger company,
Bigger
bigger space. Let's go. How about you?
company, bigger space, new opportunities. Let's go freaking crush it. Dude, same thing. I'm between offices too. Just kidding. I'm just staying here at house. That's just easier to be. I like being here at the house. Actually, I'm on Starlink. So we'll actually find out, ladies and gentlemen, on Starlink. If I'm lagging, we blame Starlink today. So we're
Thank
trying some
you,
new
Elon.
internet. Yep. Thanks, Elon. Hey, Elon, hit me up anytime, brother. We'll have you on the show. We'll have you on Shredding Social with me and Joe. It'll be a good time.
Would love
So,
that.
Joe, we want to dive into this conversation. The literally Shredding Social is all about. Let's get into it. Let's chat about the things you need to know. You and I recently, we've seen this, not just, and again, we're not talking about anybody in particular. We've seen some examples of this, and we just want people to know that it is absolutely okay to be yourself. And we're going to take this in two directions. Many of you may have saw my Facebook post and my LinkedIn post today about buying followers. We're going to talk about that. But before we get into that, you have to be yourself. You can't be. I know, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Wilson, he's handsome. He's charming. You want to be like him. I want to be like him, but you can't be Joe Wilson. You've got to be yourself. Joe.
Yeah, I mean, look, and same thing for you, Josh. You bring this energy and excitement and passion that a lot of people don't work with. That's why you've been so successful over the years, right? Is like you are you. And I've seen some people try to imitate you and they don't do it very well. I even myself have thought, oh, I need to be more like Josh Pitts. I need to bring the energy, bring the hype. You're the ultimate hype man. But no, like I can't be you. That's not authentic to who I am. It doesn't work for me. I'm that nerdy dude who just likes to talk about social media and technology. So, like, and it works for me. It's endearing. For some reason, some people like it, right? And other people don't. That's okay too, right? You can't be everything to everybody. So don't. Just be yourself. Lean into what works for you, and people will like you and want to follow you for those specific reasons. Don't try to be Josh Pitts. Don't try to be Joe Wilson. Don't try to be whoever else you see out there. Be yourself.
Dude, okay, you just said something, Joe, that is so critically important. It's okay if it's not the best for, it's okay for you. You are you. You cannot change that. And people, your community that you and I are always talking about, they can see through it. I like to call it a BS meter. It's the social meter, like social BS meter. People can see through it very, very quickly. And we're not saying you hear me talk about steal like an artist all the time. See ideas, make them your own, but don't try to make them your own by being that person. I can't be Gary Vaynerchuk. I can't be Grant Cardone. I can't be Lewis House. I can't be Beyonce. Like, I don't have those characteristics and those traits. Like, you gotta be you and just own it. Be okay with it. Like,
No,
that's
let's
it's, yeah.
No, you're right. You're right. Let's break down steal like an artist then, because I do think that some people may interpret that as okay, be like that person, but that's not what steal like an artist means, right? That's not what the
No.
book is. It's not what it's about. What it's about is taking that idea that somebody's talking about, because it's, look, guys, if you're talking about mortgage or mortgage technology or whatever, there's only so many things that you can talk about, right? But if you see a good way of somebody talking about something, or the way that the idea that they've pulled out of something that's seemingly mundane, well, take that idea and put your own spin on it, but deliver it in the way that is unique and is yourself, right? So that's the comment, right?
That is it, and is that simple. And again, that is, steal like an artist is just that. You perfectly nailed it. It's not go try to be Joe or go try to be that person. It's like, that's a great idea. Now I'm going to say it in my own words. Now I'm going to like going to be me on that. You and I have had conversations about ChatGPT in the world of AI. You're not trying to be the AI. Like, you have to be you. And now more than ever, with so many deep fakes and things like that happening, the world is going to see through the fakeness. That's why it is what we're giving you permission. If you need nothing else, else today, Joe and I are giving you the permission to be yourself, because that's what people appreciate. That's what your community, your friends, your family, they already know you as you. It's okay if you are a quirky tech guy like Joe, if you are loud and obnoxious like myself, like that's what you got to just be you and own the hell out of it and have fun with it. Now, shifting this conversation a little bit, some of you may have seen my may have seen my Facebook post as of late. And I got into the trap of just this, of trying to be something. I wanted the vanity metrics, and we actually had a company. And I want people to know, I've had a few people comment like, oh, dude, you're trying, like, you as an influencer, you shouldn't have done this. And I'm like, you're right. I shouldn't have done this. You're 100% right. That's why I'm owning up to it. Did it get us to where like these tens of thousands of followers? No, we bought a few thousand followers with a company that was reputable that said that, hey, we're going to help you grow in the real estate and mortgage sphere. That didn't happen at all. We totally got taken advantage of, and I learned a very, very hard lesson. But that just shows, and the mistake that I made trying to be somebody that I was not ultimately hurts you in the long run on social media. Be you. That's it.
Yeah. And well, it hurts in a couple ways, right? And I don't mean to add insult to injury here, but I mean, really what it does is it, when you add followers that are not truly engaged with you, or they're not really, and this is what happens with a lot of these growth companies, right? These growth hackers on social, is they help you get a bunch of followers, which is awesome, right? We all want to have a large like community that we've built online, but you have to do it the right way. And honestly, not always is it really great to have such a large amount of followers. It doesn't really, you know, like you think about, who do you really want to do business with, right? Who are the people in your community, you know, that you actually want to get referrals from, to give referrals to, and maybe become clients? Those are the people you want in your community, and you can keep it small. And honestly, sometimes having a smaller number of followers on your accounts is a better thing, because you can engage with them more strongly. They can engage with you. And here's the real story of this, is that when you have a higher percentage of engagement on your content from your followers, that's how you get your content gets to be shown to more people. If they show it to your followers and they're not real followers of you, or they've muted you or whatever, because they're not actual human beings, maybe they're bots, like that's going to hurt you and hurt and make your content less visible.
100%. Dal nailed it. The only way to be a sustainable brand is to be yourself. And Joey, and that's exactly what we're talking about here. That's why I'm starting over. And to your point, having that intimate, smaller community who is more engaged, who really does care about you, going back to the beginning of this discussion, be yourself. Focus on providing your community with valuable content. And it does not matter whether you have 100 followers or 1 million followers. Those people, if you build in the right way, if you show them that you have incredible value, you are there for them. Doesn't matter how many followers, you're going to do incredible things with your community. Joe,
be yourself.
Be yourself.
That'll win. Jim,
guys, hey, that's all you need to win. Go out there, make it happen. If you have questions for us, let us know. And every single Tuesday, we'll be back here shredding social with you guys. Appreciate you. Love you. Have a great rest of the day. Joe, you're the man. Later.
Thanks, Josh.